Jacobus, your top pick for today, your stock pick.
I do share Martin's sentiment though on Mr. Price though, but my stock pick actually comes out of the global sphere. So we've been fairly bullish on EM for a while. You know, we think there's obviously been a lot of policy tightening happening, weak growth, you know, so we have been sort of focused in that area. And so my stock pick for today is Taiwan Semiconductor. You know, they reported earnings over the past week. They beat top and bottom line estimates. You know, the company, they've been doing really well. And, you know, we've been starting to looking at building some positions in the stock for a while now. If you look back over the last year, they've pretty much gone nowhere.
Yeah.
And since that earnings announcement last week, it started to really rally. But, you know, with all of the nervousness around it being obviously an EM stock in general, you know, we've got another entry point. So I think that's definitely one for now to get some long-term exposure to that, some of those more longer term trends.
All right. Martin, quickly, your stock pick for today?
It's my turn to agree with Jacobus. I think EM is a great place to be. Rand is giving you a chance now, I think, to take some cash offshore. So I convert into dollars. Something that we like at the moment is something called Crane Shares China ETF. Essentially plays into the kind of Chinese technology space. You've seen that index down in the region of 50% in 2021. I think there's really good value. There's stocks like Alibaba and obviously Tencent and things like that in the index. I think it's good value. I think if you see a kind of a bit of a bounce in EM, and obviously we hopefully at the back of kind of the regulatory issues we've seen from the Chinese government, and hopefully that kind of finishes up, I think you could see this index re-rate properly. But I think you might need to be a little bit patient and stomach a little bit of volatility.
Well, on that, actually, China has actually said that they want, I think, 10% of their GDP to be coming from the tech sector, I think, by 2025. So, yeah, thank you very much, gentlemen, for your insights. That was Martin Smith from Anchor Capital and Jacobus Brink from Novara.